with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump said he would punish Russia with biting tariffs if there isn't a deal to end the war in Ukraine within 50 days. The president suggested such levies could feature 100% tariffs. Correspondent Karen Chama says more.
Discussions focus on defense, security, and U.S.-Ukraine cooperation. On Sunday, Trump expressed frustration with Russian President Vladimir Putin over continued attacks on Ukraine.
He talks nice and then he bombs everybody in the evening. So there's a little bit of a problem there.
The U.S. is sending Patriot missiles to help Ukraine counter Russia's intensified aerial strikes. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is in Washington for talks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former President Biden is defending his use of the auto pen in the face of stiff criticism from Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
When it comes to the pardons and commutations he granted toward the end of his term, Biden said he made every single one of those decisions. He told the New York Times he did not personally sign the paperwork, and he approved use of an auto pen device because there were several thousand warrants. Biden argued that use of the auto pen is legal and said President Trump and other GOP critics are lying when they claim he was incapacitated and that his aides misused the auto pen. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A wildfire destroyed a historic Grand Canyon Lodge and is continuing to spread out of control Monday after it had been allowed to burn for days. Now the National Park Service's decision not to aggressively attack the fire right away is coming under scrutiny. So far, the fire has leveled the historic Grand Canyon Lodge on the North Rim, along with over 70 structures. On Wall Street, the Dow by 88 points. This is SRN News. Baylor University doesn't about-face.
The Texas school, which is the largest Baptist school in the world, has decided not to accept a grant of nearly $650,000 to promote, quote, LGBT inclusion and belonging in churches. Baylor President Linda Livingstone says the grant would not be consistent with the university's statement on human sexuality, which is what a slew of critics said when the school agreed to accept the grant 2 weeks ago, sparking a firestorm of controversy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church deacon who helped thwart a mass shooting at his Michigan church last month has received a reward. Richard Pryor used his 2018 Ford F-150 pickup truck to ram the gunman threatening Cross Point Community Church in Wayne. That gave church security staff the time to fatally shoot the assailant. Pryor's been given a 2025 Ford F-150 pickup truck to replace his truck. This is SRN News. Israel attacks targets in southern Syria.
Israel has struck military tanks in southern Syria as Syrian government forces and Bedouin tribes clash with Druze militias there. Dozens of people have been killed in the fighting between local militias and clans in Syria's Suweida province. Government security forces that were sent to restore order on Monday also clashed with local armed groups. The Interior Ministry has said that more than 30 people died and nearly 100 others have been injured in that fighting. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police say all four people aboard a small plane that crashed shortly after takeoff from London's Southend Airport on Sunday are dead. Police say work is continuing to identify the victims. None are believed to be British. The 39-foot turboprop came down moments after takeoff and burst into flames. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.